This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. And thank you so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down for us in New York City on the boards. Much love to everybody all over North America. You could be in Canada. You could be here in Georgia with me. You could be in California. You could be in Texas, Oklahoma, Seattle, Illinois, Wisconsin, Kentucky, Kansas. You could be in Rhode Island. I don't know where you're at. Thank you for listening. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM? Great. Ask it to play. Easily. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. It's easy. Got a lot of ways to listen. And thank you so much for locking in. If you want to talk to me, it's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm also everywhere on the internet. I am at JR Sport Brief. A busy day that we've had. The show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We got a lot going on. Stanley Cup playoffs. We got the NBA playoffs. Let me give you some updates. Right now, the Suns lead the Timberwolves at halftime 51-50. The Phoenix Suns are trying to avoid an 0-2 hole. Devin Booker, shown a little bit more life. 13 points of 3 of 8 shooting. Not the best. Kevin Durant with 11 points. And then you take a look at the Minnesota Timberwolves. Anthony Edwards, not hot. Had 33 points in the last game. 5 points so far in this one. The Pacers and Bucks are pretty close right now. Getting ready to end the first quarter. The Pacers lead the Bucks 29-26. And then we also learned that in an hour from now, the Mavericks are going to take on the Clippers. And guess who's going to play? Kawhi Leonard. He hasn't suited up for the Clippers since March 31st. And Ty Lue actually spoke to the media about an hour ago. And Ty Lue told everybody, Kawhi, oh yeah, he's going to go out there and play. Listen to Ty Lue.
Available for tonight?
Yeah, he's playing.
Is he playing with no, has he not gone through contact up to this point?
Yeah, he's done all the necessary things he has to do, you know, to get on the floor. And so he's checked every box, and the medical's done a great job of just making sure he checks those boxes. And we'll never put a guy on the floor that's not ready to go. And so he's ready to go.
Okay, Kawhi Leonard is ready to go. We also know that Kawhi Leonard, if he takes the wrong step, that Kawhi Leonard is going to be out again for like the next forever. So we'll keep you up to date on that. And you know, if we have some time, we'll talk more Clippers and Mavs as we continue on. And then shout outs to all my fans of the New York Rangers. Looks like they're about to go two up on these Washington Capitals. At the end of two periods, the Rangers lead the Capitals 4-2. The Panthers and Lightning, they are tied at 2 goals apiece in the second period right now. The Avalanche are going to take on the Jets, and then you have those Canucks. They're going to take on the Predators. They get going in about an hour from now. So we'll keep you up to date. And, of course, we got the news flash that will come your way in about 30 minutes from now. We've had a busy show. We talked about all the miserable people from last night. Now, the Lakers losing to the Nuggets. Anthony Davis was ticked off. LeBron James is blaming the referee center. Said we suck, but spent more time talking about the refs and a replay review center. And then even the NBA this evening pretty much announced and admitted that Tyrese Maxey was fouled a couple of times last night before he turned the ball over. And at the New York Knicks, you know, outside of those fouls and the turnovers, the Knicks probably would have lost. But you can't go back in time. And this is all just a part of the game. We talked about everybody hating the referees. And then we also spent some time talking about an NFL draft prospect who is very happy. His name is Drake May. Because Drake May is still trying to get drafted by the Washington Commanders at number 2. And we heard Jaden Daniels wasn't happy with their group meeting. J.J. McCarthy was there, and Drake May was there, and McDaniels was there, and Penix was there. And Drake May, he was fine. They took a group trip. Think about this. The Commanders took a group trip to guess where? Topgolf. Listen to Drake May tell the folks at Good Morning Football that, hey, I like this. I was fine with the meeting. Listen to this.
I actually thought it was one of the cool events I've been on. I think, you know, we always kind of these different places you go and see, kind of a steak dinner spot, and you know, just you're surrounded with, you know, the head coach and GM and quarterback coaches, and then the Commanders took an approach of all of us being together and seeing how we interact, and I'm getting a chance to swing the golf club a little bit. I enjoyed it, you know, be around the other guys. You know, got to meet a lot of different guys throughout the process, and a lot of, you know, guys I saw in high school recruiting. I remember Amarius Mims. Yeah. I tried to get him committed to Alabama when I was committed there in high school. Again, full circle. I know JJ well, and seeing Jaden and those guys was, I think it was a really cool experience for me. I think,
yeah,
you know, we all got our separate time with the coaches when we need to. It's not like we didn't do any of that. But Topgolf was just a way for us to get out and do something fun the evening before.
Yeah, who doesn't like fun? Everybody likes fun, right? It doesn't matter. Is it Topgolf? I know they're trying to recreate these things everywhere. I mean, they got Topgolf for basketball, I think somebody's creating. So, yeah, nothing wrong with some fun. But in the case of Drake May, when you think about where his draft stock was and where it currently is, Jaden Daniels wins the Heisman and jumps in front of him. I mean, you got somebody like Michael Penix Jr. I mean, even outside of his injuries, the man did go to a national championship. He lost. And there are people looking at him going, hey, well, he's a better, probably a complete product than Drake May right now. You think about the man who actually won the national championship, J.J. McCarthy with Michigan. People are looking at him and going, well, he can throw the ball. They just didn't have him throw the ball at Michigan. So Drake May is going to say whatever the hell it is that he wants to try to get selected at number 2. But now that we're only 2 days away from the draft, I want to bring everybody to reality. I want to try my best, okay? And by the way, I told you this. I'm going to keep reminding you today and tomorrow. We got the draft covered on the Infinity Sports Network, okay? You can listen right here live on the Infinity Sports Network at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, as myself and Bart Winkler, we're going to share with you every pick. We're going to break every pick down. You'll get the picks live. And so you don't have to go anywhere. We got you covered right here on the Infinity Sports Network. And myself, I'll be on the air starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. So I don't want to say double duty, but I'm going to be here the whole damn evening holding it down as we get ready for the NFL draft. And we know this is going to be a quarterback-heavy draft. The first man that's going to be taken, selected, is Caleb Williams going right to the Chicago Bears. And after that, we got no idea. We don't. Drake May's trying to make his case. Now he loves Topgolf, right? Wants the Commanders to take him. How about the man I told you about, Michael Penix Jr.? He put a whole entire article out on the Players Tribune. And I don't know how many people are still reading the Players Tribune, but he put a whole article out and he basically said, hey, listen, by the way, don't pay attention to all my injuries. They toughened me up. I'm ready to go. And so for the draftees, this is ass-kissing time. This is like my final salvo to say, you need to pick me. And so between J.J. McCarthy and Jaden Daniels and Drake May and Caleb Williams, everybody can make their case. I mean, there are people here who used to be highly touted prospects who've fallen off the map a little bit. Somebody like Spencer Rattler. Hickey, when's the last time anybody even said his damn name?
Probably week two when they almost beat Georgia.
Oh, my God. That sucks for him, doesn't it? Haven't even heard anything about him now. And so there's a lot of QBs here. And the reality is, we can all be excited about the names, right? If you're a fan of the Bears and you're still looking for that first 4,000-yard passer, if you're the Commanders and you're looking for the quarterback to change your future, if you're the Patriots and you want to find the guy who's not the next Tom Brady, but the guy who can lead you into the future, this is all a crapshoot, folks. Think about all the quarterbacks that have been selected over the past few years. Think about how many of them have actually worked out. I mean, let's be real. Zach Wilson, and I know the New York Jets are garbage, right? The New York Jets, they selected Zach Wilson at number 2 overall in 2021. And what did he get from the Jets? Nothing. What did the Jets get from him? The answer is nothing. The New York Jets, well, he stunk with them. They stunk without him. He stunk so bad that they had to trade for a head case and Aaron Rodgers. And now Zach Wilson, as of yesterday, has been traded to the Broncos for a 6th-round pick. Like, what are we doing? And now he has to hope for a fresh start. I mean, and these are always the worst things, because these players get drafted and they make these proclamations about the future. Let's listen to Zach Wilson on the NFL Network after he was drafted. Listen to his words. Tell me if he's being honest. Listen to this.
You know what? I'm going to give it everything I have. You know, I worked as hard as I could for this moment, and there's not another team I'd want to play for besides the Jets. So I'm going to give it everything I have, and we're going to be a special team, baby. We're going for the Super Bowl.
Hickey, who says that unless they're lying? Anybody?
Yes, actually. An actor in one of those like football movies that is just so painfully bad that it's not realistic. That's what it sounds like.
This man told America there's not a team that he would rather play for than the New York Jets. We know Trevor Lawrence was taken right before him in the draft. And Zach Wilson, well, Zach Wilson was taken at number 2. And where the hell did he end up? The answer is nowhere. How about this? The man taken right after Zach Wilson, Trey Lance. The 49ers moved heaven and earth to trade up to draft Trey Lance. Trey Lance was supposed to be there pushing Jimmy Garoppolo. Where the hell are both of them? Nowhere. Oh, at least nowhere relevant. I mean, in the case of Trey Lance, he's kind of buried on the Dallas Cowboys, probably sitting around hoping that there's a contract impasse with Dak Prescott and that he moves the hell along. Trey Lance, selected at number 3. The 49ers really hit the jackpot in bringing in Purdy. Otherwise, they'd have been screwed with Trey Lance and that decision and all the draft capital. They got to be happy that they were still competitive enough to go to a Super Bowl. These quarterbacks, just because you take them, it doesn't mean that they're going to work. And yeah, sure, the New York Jets have been a complete crapshoot. Well, forget crapshoot. The Jets have been garbage for pretty much forever. What about a team that's supposed to have a good track record, right? What about a team like the New England Patriots? Bill Belichick is supposed to find the gems, the players that fit his system, the players that are supposed to, you know, change things post-Tom Brady. And, well, that didn't work out now, did it? Because not too long after the Jets took Zach Wilson, we got to go to the number 15 spot. And we got to look at Mac Jones being selected from a championship organization in Alabama. He goes to New England, and, well, he sucks. He's a Pro Bowler. He loses his confidence, and now he's back in his hometown, backing up the number 1 pick in his own draft, Trevor Lawrence, for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Let's listen to Mac Jones. He's like, yeah, I'm a New England Patriot now, and I'm happy to be here. Listen to him on ESPN.
I'm just so blessed to be a part of a great organization, like I said, and you know, it's not really where you get picked, it's what you do with the opportunity, and that's what Coach Saban told me, so I'm just going to follow that.
It doesn't even sound like he hit puberty yet. Hickey, did he hit puberty, right? He should have, right?
I mean, some of the ways, you know, times you watch him play, you're not sure.
Yeah, you have no idea. Now Mac Jones is a backup in his hometown. You can't make this stuff up. You can take anybody in a draft. It doesn't mean that they're going to be a success. How about this? I remember in 2018, the draft was in Dallas, Texas. I was at the draft in Dallas, Texas. I actually spoke to this man before he got drafted. His name is Josh Rosen. If you really want to look for somebody, go find him. I don't know if he's studying to be a doctor right now or what the case is. Josh Rosen was selected at number 10 in 2018. He was there with the Cardinals for a year before they said, Cliff Kingsbury here, and now I'm just going to go ahead and get Kyler Murray. Josh Rosen was basically a journeyman after that. He's not even in the NFL right now. And you want to know what Josh Rosen said before he was drafted by those Arizona Cardinals? Josh Rosen was on the NFL Network, and let's just say he had some lofty goals.
I'm absolutely the best quarterback in the draft, by far. I want to go to the team that wants me the most. I want to win Super Bowls, and I want to have the most. So I'm coming for Tom Brady's record, and I plan on getting picked pretty early and celebrating with my family. I can't wait to give Roger Goodell a big old hug.
Oh, that's tough. You think about some of the other quarterbacks selected in the 2018 draft? How about Josh Allen selected in that draft? How about at the end of that draft, there was a guy named Lamar Jackson who had to sit around in the green room? Not necessarily not exactly the draft that you want to be talking crap about sticking around and trying to beat rings. And listen, there's nothing wrong with bravado, right? Nothing wrong with being confident, letting everybody know that you believe in yourself and that you're going to help change things. But sometimes you just got to say, I want to show up and play hard. That's it. I'm going to come in and give my best to the fans and just leave it there. Because everything that I just played for you, it has not aged well, especially for Josh Rosen, who's not even in the NFL anymore. And so I got to tell you, between Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels and Drake May and J.J. McCarthy and Bo Nix and Penix and Spencer Rattler and anybody else that you want to consider to be a great prospect, somebody to lead your team into the future, maybe only one or two of these dudes are actually going to be starters. Maybe one of them will actually be good. Let's keep in mind there are 32 starting jobs in the NFL, and almost all of them, the majority of them, are occupied right now. Whether or not the team wants to get rid of their quarterback, whether or not they have their franchise QB, these jobs come at a premium. And over the past few years, and a big shout out to the Associated Press, if you think about some of the recent quarterbacks selected, since 2011, when they started the rookie wage scale, through 2022, 38 quarterbacks have been drafted in the first round. 20 of those quarterbacks, that's almost half, were allowed to leave their original team without getting a second contract. That's almost half the guys selected that basically did not work out. And you could put Zach Wilson on that damn list, as he got traded yesterday. And out of that 38, only 5 quarterbacks became first or second team All-Pros. Only 8 out of those 38 led their teams to multiple playoff wins so far. And so if your team is looking for a quarterback on Thursday and they want that QB to change the world, I hate to tell you, the odds are not in their favor that there's going to be a success. All you got to do is look at recent history. Go look at the Zach Wilsons of the world, the Mac Jones, the Josh Rosens. I mean, Josh Rosen got selected one year. He was gone the next. It's a hard knock life. And in the NFL now, nobody's looking for development. What are you going to come into the program and do right away? What are you going to accomplish? There's no more sitting behind a veteran and learning the ropes. There's no more
hey, well, we can give him 2 or 3 years. Hey, Patrick Mahomes got 1 year. There's no Aaron Rodgers behind Brett Favre. There's no Steve Young looking at Montana going, well, what are we doing here? Them days are over. You get drafted, and they want success. And the bad part for a lot of these players, the reason why you're getting drafted so high is because the existing team sucks. If you ain't the guy to carry a team, then you're going to be ran out of town sooner than later. Go ahead and ask Zach Wilson. As much as he was thrilled to be a New York Jet, I think he is so much happier right now to be in Denver with the Broncos. That's until Sean Payton decides to, curse him out on the sidelines. I think that's inevitable. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Yeah, just because you're drafting a QB, you better do more than say your prayers and cross your fingers and hope for the world. You better hope that the guy is the savior, because odds are it ain't going to work. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, I'm going to give you an update on some of the basketball. And then also right now, this minute, this second, I told you we got a couple of games. And then before we roll out of here, of course, I'm going to tell you about a few things that took place this day in sports history. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Listen, folks, I do not need no convincing for a beer. None. None whatsoever. You don't got to tell me twice. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We got two NBA games in action right now this minute. We got the Bucks and Pacers going at it. The Bucks trying to go up 2-0 against the Pacers. There is no Giannis Antetokounmpo. The Bucks lead 45-42. About 5 minutes away from halftime. And then we got the Suns and the Minnesota Timberwolves. They're in action right now in Minnesota. The Timberwolves just went on like an 8-0 run, and the T-Wolves lead the Suns 70-63, about 3 minutes to go here in the third. And Hickey, you brought up a great point. Who's sitting courtside again?
Maybe future possible owner Alex Rodriguez is back in the building.
You can't make this up. Now, isn't this interesting time? This is not the definition of irony, but I guess it would be. Earlier today, we learned that a judge basically said Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lowry, who have attempted to buy and purchase the Timberwolves in full, that they have to go to mediation against longtime owner Glenn Taylor to resolve their dispute. Glenn Taylor basically says they have not met or they did not meet the deadline to purchase the team in full. Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lowry have basically denied that fact and feel that they should be the rightful owners. Now, since then, we've got a lot of defense. We got a lot of back and forth. We've gotten rumors and stories that Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lowry, they could barely afford the team. They've had to go out and get outside financing. And there were reports that they have planned to cut payroll. And when you cut payroll, the easiest dude to dump is Carl Anthony Towns. And so that seems to be a justification from Glenn Taylor as to why he should keep the team. And Hickey, hilarious. The other guy who's sitting courtside is a guy who owns the team. It's Glenn Taylor. So just hilarious that the NBA is basically like, this has nothing to do with us. We're going to stay out of it. But you have the 83-year-old owner of the Wolves on one side, and then you got Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lowry on the other side, and we know they're in litigation about who's going to own the team, and they're just sitting courtside just like, hey, we all support the Wolves. Meanwhile, they're fighting internally. You can't make this stuff up.
It's got to be a first, right? Like, we've never had, I guess if you want to call them feuding owners, if you will, sitting courtside opposite each other for a game. This is fun.
So what happens? The game ends, and then they just go opposite ways like they don't exist, right? Or do we get no handshakes, right? That's impossible.
I don't see handshakes. I was going to say maybe the other way. Like if you're, I guess, Glenn Taylor, and you're trying to maybe protect the organization? Do you go there and let A-Rod know, hey, I'm not backing down? Like, maybe give him a little, like, you know, shoulder, you know, bump on the way out, like, get out of my way?
No. You know what would be appropriate? And this is not going to happen because these are grown men. And, of course, grown men, they act like grown men. They don't punch each other in the face like the Jokic brothers did to that Lakers fan. Could you imagine if they just, I don't know, just threw up a middle finger across the court at each other? Like, I'd find that amusing, but it's not going to happen.
After a win, too, so, like, everyone is fired up in the arena, and there's, like, security trying to hold 84-year-old Glenn Taylor back as he's yelling expletives at A-Rod?
Yeah, he just got to make a face and wave something at him. You know, just throw up a middle finger and make a face and give him the shove-it signal. And that would be entertaining.
Here's an idea, since they're both in the arena.
Right.
What if we have the fans take a vote who they want the owner to be? Loser
wow.
leaves town.
You know what, Hickey? Tomorrow, let's have a chat. Let's pull in somebody from the Twin Cities. Let's talk to somebody from Minnesota and get their perspective. Let's find one of the writers and have a chat with them about who the fan base would prefer. Because, I mean, look, you told me a few weeks ago, at one point in time, you preferred Alex Rodriguez to be the owner of the New York Mets. Is that correct?
No.
No?
No
I mixed that up?
But no, I was Steve Cohen all the way.
Okay. So when A-Rod was available to buy the Mets, you didn't want nothing to do with them?
Nothing to do with them whatsoever.
Okay. As somebody told me that they wanted him. You know,
are you sure it was a Mets fan?
I had so many Met fans calling me on WFAN in New York about how they wanted A-Rod to come in with the team. And I'm just like, why? For what? This man is into nobody but himself. I'm surprised he's not sitting courtside with, like, I don't know, three blonde women. That's the Alex Rodriguez way. He just got to be seen. Is he standing up during the game? What is he doing? Is he wearing an outrageous outfit?
He is. So everyone in the arena is wearing white. He is wearing a little bit of a tan shirt. So if he stands up, you'll see him. You'll definitely see him.
Well, I don't know. He's been extremely tanned recently. I guess A-Rod has been. Has he been on the beach or has he been in like a tanning bed?
I think both. I think he's naturally tan. I think he went to extra lengths to really highlight that.
Maybe he's trying to win J-Lo back, but she's married now, right? Now how it goes?
Is she? Honestly.
Yeah, she married Ben Affleck, I think.
Well, you know, with her. That's subject to change, possibly, so.
Yeah, she changes her mind a lot. I know one guy she's not going back to. That's Puff Daddy. That's probably not going to happen.
Ship has sailed, huh?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of things have sailed for Mr. Diddy. We'll see where he spends his next couple of days or years. Marco Belletti is here with us, getting ready to deliver the news. Marco, Yankees fan, all that good stuff. Would you want Alex Rodriguez to be the owner of your team?
No, hell no. At least this is a better question. I didn't know where you were going with the Diddy conversation. I was like, I don't think I want to chime in on this one. No, there's no way. Look, Alex Rodriguez was a better teammate than he got credit for. But as an owner or a guy that's in charge, no, because in bottom line, A-Rod's going to worry about A-Rod. So no, I wouldn't want him in control of anything that I actually enjoy. I would have loved for him to be the owner of the Mets because I would have loved to watch it from afar. And it would have been fun when him and J-Lo broke up 2 seconds after they would have bought the team. That would have been enjoyable. But to actually care about it? No, hell no. I don't want A-Rod anywhere near anything I like.
Well, I mean, isn't that what happened? That's a good point that you make. Because when Alex Rodriguez, I believe, when he got into negotiations with Mark Lurie to go ahead and purchase the Timberwolves, Alex Rodriguez was still in a relationship with Jennifer Lopez. I don't know, because I'm not no TMZ person like that. I don't know if they were engaged. I don't know if they were going to get married. But let's be real. Jennifer Lopez got a lot of money, just like Alex Rodriguez. And I thought that, hey, maybe with Alex Rodriguez, with Jennifer Lopez, I guess they thought that they were going to be some superpower couple that was ultimately going to purchase the team. And next thing you know, Alex Rodriguez is like a lot of men, a lot of us. Now he's out here just without the lady, running around looking for the cash, and now he's out of luck fighting with this old man.
Now, I will say this, Jared. We have to double-check, you know, the Google machine. I'm pretty sure J-Lo was involved in the try of the purchase with the Mets. They were going in together. I want to say they were engaged. I want to say they were broken up already by the time he got into the deal with the T-Wolves. And I think she was already probably remarried by that point.
Alex Rodriguez they were engaged?
They were definitely engaged. I know that because I remember that. I want to say they had already broken up. And it's possible she married Ben Affleck, I feel like, 15 minutes after they broke up. So I want to say she was already married by the time A-Rod got started with this T-Wolves thing.
Hey, listen, this is the 2022 of August. How Jennifer Lopez breakup jeopardizes A-Rod's Timberwolves deal.
Oh, I'm wrong. Okay.
So it was a little something going on there. Alex Rodriguez packed with Mark Lurie to buy the Wolves appears to be in jeopardy. Some insiders say his breakup with Jennifer Lopez is at least partly to blame.
Now, you think Ben would allow her to get back in the deal just to buy the T-Wolves?
Rodriguez want that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's business, right? I mean, this isn't personal. This is business.
Alex Rodriguez got more money than Ben Affleck? I would think so, right?
I would think not.
You think Ben Affleck got more money than A-Rod?
Yeah. If I had to take a guess, yeah.
Guys, I don't know nothing about movies. Where'd Ben Affleck make money from? I don't know.
All the movies that he makes, if he's the lead actor, which he's made a lot of, he's also been a director for, I want to say, 7 or 8 movies. I mean, he could have a piece of all those movies. Yeah, there's more money in the movies than there is in baseball.
Wow.
I would be surprised.
All those A-Rod contracts. And I heard he was a slumlord, too. Doesn't he have property and stuff?
A-Rod or Affleck?
Oh, no, I heard A-Rod was.
Could be both. I have no idea. I don't know the all of their goings and comings and all the money that they make. But the A-Rod contract, as monstrous as it was, the 252, and then I think it was close to 300, 270 something or whatever it was that he wound up, you know, opting out and then getting the second one.
And then tried to sue, yeah.
Yeah, so he wound up getting roughly, I don't know, $400 million in his baseball career. Would not shock me if Affleck has made more than that because he's been doing movies now for 25 years.
Touche. Touche.
I have some numbers.
Okay.
Go ahead. Tell us.
Ben Affleck net worth, right? Is that a fair number to use, net worth?
Yeah.
Sure.
$150 million for Ben Affleck. A-Rod,
$350.
Wow. Yes. I don't know what other Alex Rodriguez has his money in. I couldn't tell you a Ben Affleck movie. Good Will Hunting, was that him?
He co-wrote and co-starred, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I couldn't tell you nothing else after that. Sorry.
Yeah, Gone Girl was a big one. I mean, he was Batman.
The Nike movie.
Nike movie?
Air, thank you.
Oh,
Air.
The new one?
He produced that, I believe.
He directed it.
Directed it, thank you.
He probably produced it, too.
Was he in that J-Lo bomb? What was that movie called? Geely?
Oh, yeah, that was him. That was the first rendition of J-Lo and Ben Affleck together.
Oh, well, that's why his net worth is so low, because of that crap movie.
Yeah, he could have been. Yeah, he took some hits there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, nobody wants Alex Rodriguez, but that would be great. Hickey, you bring up a great point. It'd be great if we could take a poll. But the most we can do is go ahead and ask one of their reporters. And by the time we talk to one of their reporters tomorrow, Minnesota could have a 2-0 series lead.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Thank you so much to Marco Belletti for hitting us with that update right before we went to break. Minnesota Timberwolves right now ahead of the Suns, 84-76. The Pacers and Bucks at the half. Pacers lead 60-55. And in about, I don't know, 15 minutes or so from now, we're going to have another game that's going to get underway that happens between the Mavericks and the Clippers. According to Ty Lue, Kawhi Leonard is going to go out there, and Kawhi is going to give it a run. Kawhi hasn't played since March 31st, and so we have to wait and see how many minutes he plays. Hickey thinks that he'll play more than 30 minutes. Hickey, yeah, I agree. He'll be at like 32 minutes. Is that fair? 32 minutes for Kawhi?
That's fair. I mean, yeah. I mean, there's no predicting Kawhi, and he's someone that, you know, does take longer to come back, so which would assume, right, that he's healthier than maybe guys like Joel Embiid that are trying to play through an injury. So healthier Kawhi means more minutes. Let's go for it. Let's go.
Yeah, healthy for now. We'll see what happens with Kawhi Leonard. We'll certainly give you an update tomorrow. Damn it, we'll have plenty of time to go out there and talk about it. Also, you know what? Before we roll out of here, we got to talk about quite a few things that went down this day in sports history. Happens to be April 23rd. Let's go with the fancy music.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Sana, take a look at a few things, quite a few things, that took place this day in sports history. And if you've been asleep all day, today is April 23rd. So let's go back. Let's go back to 1989. I think this might be a day that a lot of Dallas Cowboy fans might recall, they might remember. It's the day that Troy Aikman was selected at number one overall in the 1989 draft. Let's take a listen to Troy Aikman. We hear a lot from quarterbacks. Well, this one was happy to be going to the Cowboys.
There would have been pressure if I was the 100th player taken as a quarterback. There's always that pressure on the quarterback, and I look forward to it. Pretty much a dream come true for me. I made no secrets about the fact that I would love to play for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, well, he ended up with three Super Bowl championships. Not too bad to be out there working with Mr. Irvin and also Mr. Smith. And then not too shabby now, the life that it got him, winning those championships with the Cowboys. Well, now he's on TV. Well, damn it, every single Monday night. Used to be Sunday. Well, now Troy Aikman still making buckets of money. Yeah, every quarterback says they can't wait to play for the team that drafted them. Didn't work out for Zach Wilson. Certainly worked out for Troy Aikman, selected number one overall April 23rd back in 1989. Let's go ahead and hit the fast forward button. Let's go to April 23rd, 1993. This was just a regular basketball game until it wasn't. Shaquille O'Neal, one of the most dominant forces that the NBA has ever seen, he brought down a backboard in New Jersey. I want you to take a listen. You've probably seen this a million times. The NBA had to do a little bit of reinforcement with their rims. Listen to Shaq bring down this backboard against the Nets.
Here's Bowie. Shaquille, whoa! Now, I've never seen that.
Yeah, nice little delay. Ultimately, the Orlando Magic, they still come out on top and win the game 119-116. Now, Shaq, he only finished with 10 points. Nick Anderson, he came off the bench and he dropped 50. That took place this day, April 23rd, back in 1993. Let's hit the fast forward button by about 6 years, exactly 6 years to the day, because Fernando Tatis of the Cardinals. Yeah, you might know his son. His son plays now for the, San Diego, the Padres. Fernando Tatis is the only player in Major League Baseball history to hit two grand slams in the same inning. He did it against the Dodgers, hit both home runs off of Chan Ho Park. The sad part of history to be a part of, Fernando Tatis went deep twice in the same inning, and he didn't just go deep, he hit two grand slams. Let's take a listen, courtesy of Mike Shannon and Joe Buck on KMOX.
Fastball, and it's a grand slam. Woo! We see who powered that one. A grand slam home run, and the Cardinals lead it 4-2.
That went over the bullpen.
Tatis could make it an 11-run inning here in the third.
The runners go 3-2 to T. Swing and a long one. There it is, folks. Baseball history. A second grand slam home run for Fernando Tatis in the third inning in Los Angeles, California, and the Cardinals lead it 11-2. Wow! Wow! Get the record book out, folks.
Hickey, you know, there's always these sayings that you see something in baseball once, you may never see it again. I don't think I'll ever see that again in life.
Yeah, that's a record that does not feel like it's going to be broken. That's timing, and that's just incredible.
Yeah, two grand slams in one game. Let's hit the fast forward button some more. A little bit more recent history. This day, sports history, April 23rd, we got to go to 2020. The Cincinnati Bengals actually got their hands on someone who helped take them to a Super Bowl. Joe Burrow was picked number one overall. Listen to this.
Bengals have turned in their selection. Let us go to the commissioner.
Okay, here we go. With the first pick in the 2020 draft, the Cincinnati Bengals select Joe Burrow, quarterback, LSU.
And there you see Joe with mom and dad, and you have to wonder what's going through his mind right now. Remember, when he entered the transfer portal, he said one more time he wanted to go to Nebraska, and Scott Frost, the coach, said, is he better than what we got? The answer is yes.
Yeah, he basically had to think about how cheap the Cincinnati Bengals were going to be, but he did take him to a Super Bowl. And ultimately, he's now the highest paid quarterback. He's getting $55 million a year. I guess the Bengals aren't that cheap, at least when it comes to him. I still think they charge them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or at least something like that. The Bengals are still cheap. Hey, listen, folks, you've been locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to be back tomorrow. Of course, I'm going to share with you a new top six list. We're only going to be 24 hours away from the NFL draft. That will be fun with myself and Bart Winkler this upcoming Thursday. If you missed a minute of the show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. The JR Sport Brief Show is done. Don't move. Bart Winkler is coming up next now.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Thank you so much to Marco Belletti for hitting us with that update right before we went to break. Minnesota Timberwolves right now in ahead of the Suns, 84-76. The Pacers and Bucks at the half. Pacers lead 60-55. And in about, 15 minutes or so from now, we're going to have another game that's going to get underway that happens between the Mavericks and the Clippers. According to Ty Lue, Kawhi Leonard is going to go out there, and Kawhi is going to give it a run. Kawhi hasn't played since March 31st, and so we have to wait and see how many minutes he plays. Hickey thinks that he'll play more than 30 minutes. Hickey, yeah, I agree. He'll be at like 32 minutes. Is that fair? 32 minutes for Kawhi?
That's fair. I mean, yeah. I mean, there's no predicting Kawhi, and he's someone that, you know, does take longer to come back, so which would assume, right, that he's healthier than maybe guys like Joel Embiid that are trying to play through an injury. So healthier Kawhi means more minutes. Let's go for it. Let's go.
Yeah, healthy for now. We'll see what happens with Kawhi Leonard. We'll certainly give you an update tomorrow. Damn it, we'll have plenty of time to go out there and talk about it. Also, you know what? Before we roll out of here, we got to talk about quite a few things that went down this day in sports history. Happens to be April 23rd. Let's go with the fancy music.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Sana, take a look at a few things, quite a few things, that took place this day in sports history. And if you've been asleep all day, today is April 23rd. So let's go back. Let's go back to 1989. I think this might be a day that a lot of Dallas Cowboy fans might recall, they might remember. It's the day that Troy Aikman was selected at number one overall in the 1989 draft. Let's take a listen to Troy Aikman. We hear a lot from quarterbacks. Well, this one was happy to be going to the Cowboys.
There would have been pressure if I was the 100th player taken as a quarterback. There's always that pressure on the quarterback, and I look forward to it. Pretty much a dream come true for me. I made no secrets about the fact that I would love to play for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, well, he ended up with three Super Bowl championships. Not too bad to be out there working with Mr. Irvin and also Mr. Smith. And then not too shabby now, the life that it got him, winning those championships with the Cowboys. Well, now he's on TV. Well, damn it, every single Monday night. Used to be Sunday. Well, now Troy Aikman still making buckets of money. Yeah, every quarterback says they can't wait to play for the team that drafted them. Didn't work out for Zach Wilson. Certainly worked out for Troy Aikman. Selected number one overall April 23rd back in 1989. Let's go ahead and hit the fast forward button. Let's go to April 23rd, 1993. This was just a regular basketball game until it wasn't. Shaquille O'Neal, one of the most dominant forces that the NBA has ever seen, he brought down a backboard in New Jersey. I want you to take a listen. You've probably seen this a million times. The NBA had to do a little bit of reinforcement with their rims. Listen to Shaq bring down this backboard against the Nets.
Here's Bowie. Shaquille, whoa!
Now, I've never seen that.
Yeah, nice little delay. Ultimately, the Orlando Magic, they still come out on top and win the game 119-116. Now, Shaq, he only finished with 10 points. Nick Anderson, he came off the bench and he dropped 50. That took place this day, April 23rd, back in 1993. Let's hit the fast forward button by about 6 years, exactly 6 years to the day, because Fernando Tatis of the Cardinals. Yeah, you might know his son. His son plays now for the, San Diego Padres. Fernando Tatis is the only player in Major League Baseball history to hit two grand slams in the same inning. He did it against the Dodgers, hit both home runs off of Chan Ho Park. A sad part of history to be a part of. Fernando Tatis went deep twice in the same inning, and he didn't just go deep. He hit two grand slams. Let's take a listen, courtesy of Mike Shannon and Joe Buck on KMOX.
Fastball, and it's a grand slam. Woo! We see who powered that one. A grand slam home run, and the Cardinals lead it 4-2.
That went over the bullpen.
Tatis could make it an 11 run inning here in the third. The runners go 3-2. Tatis swing and a long one. There it is, folks. Baseball history. A second grand slam home run for Fernando Tatis in the third inning in Los Angeles, California, and the Cardinals lead it 11-2. Wow. Wow. Get the record book down, folks.
Hickey, you know, there's always these sayings that you see something in baseball once, you may never see it again. I don't think I'll ever see that again in life.
Yeah, that's a record that does not feel like it's going to be broken. That's timing, and that's just incredible.
Yeah, two grand slams in one game. Let's hit the fast forward button some more. A little bit more recent history. This day, sports history, April 23rd, we got to go to 2020. The Cincinnati Bengals actually got their hands on someone who helped take them to a Super Bowl. Joe Burrow was picked number one overall. Listen to this.
Bengals have turned in their selection. Let us go to the commissioner.
Okay, here we go. With the first pick in the 2020 draft, the Cincinnati Bengals select Joe Burrow, quarterback, LSU.
And there you see Joe with mom and dad, and you have to wonder what's going through his mind right now. Remember, when he entered the transfer portal, He said one more time he wanted to go to Nebraska, and Scott Frost, the coach, said, is he better than what we got? The answer is yes.
Yeah, he basically had to think about how cheap the Cincinnati Bengals were going to be, but he did take them to a Super Bowl, and ultimately, he's now the highest paid quarterback. He's getting $55 million a year. I guess the Bengals aren't that cheap, at least when it comes to him. I still think they charge them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or at least something like that. The Bengals are still cheap. Hey, listen, folks, you've been locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to be back tomorrow. Of course, I'm going to share with you a new top six list. We're only going to be 24 hours away from the NFL draft. That will be fun with myself and Bart Winkler this upcoming Thursday. If you missed a minute of the show, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. The JR Sport Brief Show is done. Don't move. Bart Winkler is coming up next now.